Right now on the program, we have got Alex Gregory. It's been a long time since we've had you in the studio, Alex, but I know things are opening up a bit, and there's quite a bit going on at the Art Institute, at the Art Museum, at art institutes and places all across. We've had art walks. We all need some art. So I wanted you to come on the air and just tell us a little bit about what you guys got cooking at Amarillo Museum of Art in this little town we're here in now. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got the promotion about like all the things going on, and I was like, this is quite a bit. So you guys have been planning all this for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it is back to kind of a busier time in the schedule. Current exhibition of Go Figure has been up for a while, but it's going to close here in the next couple of weeks. I think I'm going to leave it up until Easter Sunday, which will be closed Easter Sunday, but it's a really interesting show, kind of all about the human condition, reflecting back on the times that we've had during the last year of pandemic. So there's some interesting takes on the human condition by the six artists that are in that show.
And they're really colorful. It's really fun, like very, you know, to me, it's like it looks like the modern art wing. Like it's all really bright and fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And surreal, really masterfully painted paintings. Yeah, some really good work in that show.
Do you have a favorite painting in that show?
Not necessarily.
You don't like to play favorites?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Well, you've also got a Jess Benjamin exhibit up. Tell me a little bit about this. I still have not been to the museum, but I'm going to check it out since you've got some things that are coming down soon.
Yeah, and we have a lot of space, so you can feel pretty comfortable being distanced there. Jess Benjamin was part of the Precipice series of exhibitions that we did last fall, and it's just large ceramic work, and happy to for her to have allowed me to extend that show for as long as it has been.
And we've also, I just got a postcard in the mail, the WT Student and Faculty Exhibition. That's an ACWT collaboration. This is something you guys do every year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was actually the first show that they did when they opened the museum in 72. So it's been an annual event ever since then. And it does include a student and faculty work from Amarillo College and West Texas A&M. They switch sides every year and the faculty kind of come along and install it. And so it's always an interesting show.
And that's April 9th through May 2nd. So that is coming up. Mark your calendars, folks. And it looks like you've got even another one on the way. And this is another student show, Texas Panhandle Student Art Show. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So that one always follows the ACWT show. And it consists of high school seniors. They'll get one side of the galleries. And so they do like a portfolio of all of their work. And ACWT faculty students or faculty come in and interview them for potential scholarships. And then the other side just includes high school and sometimes middle school student work from the area.
Now, when it says Texas Panhandle, that's not just Amarillo then, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goes further out.
It does.
One of the fun things that I saw on there was a really nice little bright summery thing, and I'm just really excited. It's spring, feels springy now, and we got summer on the way. The 2021 summer art camps, and I know that this is a region where there's just not that much art instruction and art access in the actual schools. So I love that the art schools outside of public education actually take up the slack on this. Tell us a little bit about the summer art camps that you have planned at Amarillo Museum of Art.
Yeah, so the summer art camps will start mid-June. Ages 6 to 9, ages 8 to 11, and 12 to 15 are kind of the categories. And we've reduced the number of camps so that they can be a little bit more spaced out. So, for instance, one of the camps is called Dali in Wonderland. So it'll be a step into kind of surrealism and Salvador Dali. And then I always teach a camp of clay, of throwing pots on the wheel for kids. And so
how does that go?
It goes pretty well. It can be chaotic, as you can imagine, but yeah, it's really pretty good.
So everywhere from drawing to clay, there's something that's called Sweet Arts. I'm hoping that's candy related.
Yeah, it looks like it says that they're going to make lollipops, cakes, and peppermints and that sort of artwork. Yeah,
nice.
Kind of a sweet tooth.
Excellent. Yeah. So this goes all the way from three different segments, ages 6 to 9, age 8 to 11, age 12 to 15. And honestly, after this year, I feel like this is going to be really therapeutic for families to get the kids out, get their hands in some stuff, and just be able to be around other kids in a safe environment with art being the centerpiece.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure the kids are hungry for that interaction too.
Big time. Well, how have you been doing? I know you're an artist yourself. You're very plugged into the arts community here in the greater Texas Panhandle and, you know, some of the neighboring states. How have things been going with, you know, you and the artists that you know as far as making it through this? It's been a year.
It's been a year, yeah. Thankfully, at the Institute, we're able to kind of spread out, and you know, that was closed for a little while, but able to get back in there and be creative. I feel like most artists, you know, although they may not have been able to go to the shows that they typically go to, they've been able to spend that time at home and making work. So,
well, I've been very impressed with how the arts and culture, you know, whether it's music or whether it's visual arts, has been able to pivot and have things online. You guys had a really cool online exhibit that you did. Was that the 12 by 12?
Yeah, the 12 by 12 was an online auction, and that worked out really well. So well that we're going to go back to that this coming year. We're going to stick to the online as an option, but still have the event if we can. But yeah, we've all had to pivot, you know, putting together these digital programs and gallery tours and videos, things like that, that you just have to learn to put stuff out online when you can't have people visit.
And it's strange because, you know, we have such a huge footprint here at High Plains Public Radio that people can participate in things that they wouldn't normally have been able to get to because it's a 9-hour drive or something across the region. But the fact that these virtual options, I'm hoping on some level, will stay because the participation, it just opens it up wide open.
Yeah.
So it's one of the few things that is like a, hey, you know, actually, this is not that bad.
It's not that bad. Whatever works.
Well, I am very excited to go to the Amarillo Art Institute opening at the Art Center in Dumas, Texas this Sunday, 2 to 4. We talked to Marty Christman at the Art Institute, at the Art Center, as well as Rachel Flores at the Art Institute. So more Panhandle Arts, visual arts coming together. This will be my first exit and into the actual world. I've been nowhere. I have gone nowhere. I've done nothing.
Yep.
So I will report back on that if you weren't planning on attending. And I'm super excited to see what people have been creating in Amarillo over the last several months.
Yep.
Well, Alex, thank you so much. Thanks for all that you guys do to advocate for the arts. And folks out there, if you've got little ones, check out those art camps. I'll post everything on hppr.org. You could also go to amoa.org, and they've got all their information up about the exhibits. The Go Figure looks really cool. And again, you're right. The art museum is huge. And so you can just take your time, and it's really low risk. There's nobody going to be right up in your kitchen.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, Alex, give our high fives to everyone. Elbow bumps to everyone at the museum, and keep up the wonderful work. And we'll check in with you when we get closer to some of these exhibits.
Sounds great.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Jenny.
Yeah.